It is 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to 702 Breakfast. Now, here's another issue that's certainly going to get people up in arms, if you know what I mean. The Citizen this morning is running with a headline, Disarming the Nation. Listen to this. Self-defense and the protection of your property will no longer be enough reason to get a gun license. And even if you get one, it won't be for life, but will be renewable every 5 years. Basically, there's legislation proposed that's aimed at making it difficult for you and I as citizens to own firearms. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? We're joined now by Gideon Joubert, who's the vice chairperson of Gun Owners of South Africa. Good morning to you and thank you for your time.
Okay, good morning, Bongani, and thank you for having me on.
I mean, just looking at this, it's a 2017 version of the Firearms Control Act if passed, will make it more difficult to buy a firearm or even, as I said just a moment ago, to renew a gun license. Presumably, one of the things that they are trying to do is to try and deal with the fact that so many of the guns that are used in criminal activities are guns that are stolen or guns that, people are robbed of. And so they're trying to say, if you take out the guns, you limit the crimes.
Yeah, that is that used to be the talking point. Things have changed a little, but I'll give you some background on this first, and then I can explain the rest to you.
Sure.
So regarding firearms stolen and leakage to criminals, the South African Police Service and the military on average lose about 8 times more guns per capita, that's about per 100,000, than civilians do. And interestingly enough, about civilian firearms are recovered at a rate roughly 15 times greater than that of state-owned guns. Now, the reason behind that figure is actually more interesting than you think, because if a police officer is correct and he is selling guns to criminals, that gun is usually sanitized first. So identifying marks are removed, serial numbers are removed, that sort of stuff. So if that firearm is recovered at some point in the future, it doesn't usually get traced back as easily to the state, which kind of, to a degree, explains the low recovery rate of their guns. Because the cops don't go out and say, oh, we're going to recover only civilian guns today. It's completely random. The other thing that's interesting about that is between 1994 and 1999, a five-year period, when all South Africans, this includes black people for the first time, were allowed to legally license guns. We had about, on average, 155,000 new license holders every year for that five-year period, whilst the murder rate was busy coming down from its peak in 1993-94. So I don't personally buy into the leakage argument, because as long as we've got corrupt cops and we've got corrupt people in the defense force like Colonel Chris Prinsler, there will always be leakage of arms to criminals.
Well, what about what Justice Johan Froneman wrote in that judgment, basically stating that gun ownership is not a fundamental right under the Bill of Rights. It's a privilege regulated by the law, and so whatever the legislation says, that's how it's going to be. It's not a right, it's a privilege.
Yeah, it's not an explicit right in South Africa. We don't have a Second Amendment as such. However, you have a constitutional right to life. And as far as my interpretation of that goes, you really ought to have the right to defend your life and the life of your family and loved ones with the most effective means of doing so. And living in the 21st century, and at this point in time, the most effective means of protecting yourself against violence is with a firearm. Now, if I can circle back to these amendments quickly.
Just very quickly, Gideon, we're running out of time very quickly.
Yeah. What's very interesting about this is the previous act said the purpose of it was to enhance the constitutional rights to life and bodily integrity. The purpose of this new act is completely reworded, and it says to ensure restricted access to firearms by civilians to ensure public order. It's no longer about the constitutional right to life and bodily integrity anymore. This is now about the state saying we want the monopoly on armed violence and that we want you defenseless so you can be controlled. It sounds like something out of apartheid, like Pierre Vibuerta wrote it.
Okay, Gideon Joubert, will have to leave it there. The Vice Chairperson of Gun Owners of South Africa. What is your thought? Self-defense, no longer enough reason.